your fellow redeemed in Christ. Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you Jewish? Are you from the country of Israel? My guess would be no. So then you would be even more in the midst of darkness than anyone else. After all, God favored the Jews in the Old Testament, telling them to be a light for the Gentiles in Exodus and other places. But even the Israelites of the Old Testament were not free from sin. Just take a look at any one of your Old Testament heroes or heroines, and you will see that they were not free from sin. They were the ones who had the Word of God, but they were still in darkness. Now that Jesus has come, we're in a new covenant relationship with God. Jesus came not just for the Israelites, but also for those Gentiles who would be grafted in. God's covenant relationship is no longer with just one nation here upon earth, but upon the figurative nation of Israel, the church. It no longer matters what happens to the earthly nation of Israel, at least in spiritual terms. Yes, it is true that we are to love all people and all nations, and so we should love Israel as a fellow nation, just as we would love Russia or Japan or any other nation. But spiritually, we are the new Israel. We are the church. God's special relationship with the nation of Israel has been completed with the completion of the Old Covenant. So when did that happen? Or when was this revealed? Well, in a word, with the Epiphany. To borrow a concept from Pastor Emmerich, he said there are two things you need to know about Epiphany. Jesus is God, and he came to save everyone, not just the Israelites. That is, he came for you. Let's take a few minutes and see how these concepts apply to the Old Testament text for the Epiphany reading. In order to do that, we need to hear the text from Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness all the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And the nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your son shall come from afar, and your daughter shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. Here ends the Old Testament reading for the Epiphany. But Isaiah said right there at the beginning, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. Going back to what I was saying at the beginning of our sermon, we are in darkness, brothers and sisters in Christ. Just take a look around. What do you see? Protests, fighting in the streets, people showing disrespect for the police officers that are supposed to serve and protect them, and in some cases, the police officers that are supposed to serve and protect, not showing much courtesy to those that are there too to serve. You see sexual offenders, piracy of not only physical possessions, but also intellectual ones, blatant disrespect for some of the laws, blatant disrespect for teachers, parents, pastors, am I getting through to you? These things are darkness. You are in the midst of it. Worse yet, you find yourself being tempted by those very things. If not literally, at least by desire. No? Have you lusted after any beautiful women or handsome men? Has your neighbor just gotten a new tractor or vehicle that you are kind of jealous about? Have you gotten mad at an official from Fayette County because you were having a bad day? Arise, shine. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. God has shown down upon you. He has called you by your baptism. He has given you His Spirit. And because of that, He has called you by the gospel and then enlightened you with His gifts. Even this very morning, He forgave you through me. That is, I spoke to you the words that He gave me to give to you for the forgiveness of sins and the absolution. Even I as an unworthy representative. But up to this point, Isaiah has only been writing to the Israelites, not the Gentiles in our text. So does that mean that those words are not for you? Well, no, we just have to continue further through that text. Isaiah continues to write to the Israelites, the nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your son shall come from afar and your daughter shall be carried on the hip. Isaiah reminds the Israelites of their instructions from God, those instructions from Exodus and other places. As Moses put it in the book of Exodus, God's treasured possession among all peoples, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. In other words, they were to be the light for the Gentiles. They were to be the bulb through which the light of God shone, His word shone to those other nations. To the Canaanites, to the Ninevites, and yes, even to the Samaritans. But sadly, not all of the people of Israel listened to those words. It was by God's doing that Rahab heard what He had done in delivering the Israelites through the Red Sea from the hand of Pharaoh. Jonah, at first, was very tentative or nervous or fleeing from his duty to go and talk to the Ninevites. God had to reel him in with a big fish. And ultimately, it was God who would speak to the Samaritans, even a Samaritan woman at a well. Now, it's easy to put the blame on the Israelites of the Old and New Testaments. But are you any better? Do you let God's word shine through you, Gentiles, to all people? Or do you let some certain circumstances get in the way? Do you let race or socioeconomic status or gender or any such thing keep you from spreading the word of God to your neighbors? If you do, then you are no better than the Jews with the Samaritans, or any person of God of any time who has ever refused to help the poor, the widowed, or those in distress. Thanks be to God that where the nation of Israel failed, Israel the person succeeded. I mentioned before, Jesus, God in human flesh, spoke with anyone about God's word. It didn't matter if that person were Samaritan or even a woman, He would do it. He was the one through whom God's glory would shine to the other nations that would come. And this is fulfilled in that gospel, or that Old Testament text, or rather the gospel text for the Epiphany from Tuesday or Wednesday. I keep mixing up which day Epiphany was. It is either Tuesday or Wednesday. But the point is, from the gospel for Epiphany. No, I'm not going to read the whole text for you, but I will tell you what it was about. It was about the coming of the Magi. And we just heard about some of the things they did in our hymn that we just sang. They brought gifts. Why did they bring gifts? Because God had led them by a star to the place where His Son was. His place where His glory would be shining. It was the beginning of the fulfillment of this prophecy from Isaiah. That God's word would shine not just for the Israelites, but for all of the Gentiles as well. These Gentiles were brought to God by and His Word incarnate by God Himself, just as He prophesied He would do. Through the prophet Isaiah, God had prophesied that the nations would come, and a multitude of camels shall cover Israel. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. And in the Magi, these prophecies were fulfilled. The Magi came from afar, and they brought myrrh, and even more so, gold and frankincense, the very things we sang about in our hymn. Yes, even the Gentiles from such a distant place heard and saw the miracles of God, even that star in the sky concerning His Son, the one through whom His glory would shine. This would continue to happen for decades, even to you and to me, brothers and sisters in Christ. We are Gentiles, but we are able to hear the Word of God and understand it through God's Spirit. Why? Because that's how God planned it. But I can't just leave it there. God's Word has come, but so far all I've told you about is how God's Word convicts us. How we have not followed through in shining the way that we were supposed to, or even the Old Testament people, the Israelites, failed in that respect. I won't leave it there, and neither did God. For that very child that the Magi came to seek would later go to the cross of Calvary. He would take to the cross all the sins and all the condemnation that we rightly deserve for not sharing that good news, for having those lustful thoughts, for having those jealous desires. And he nailed them to the cross of Calvary for you and for me. He would go for the Magi sins. He would go for the sins of the Pharisees. He would go for the sins of the Old Testament people, Jonah, Moses, and all the others, even Isaiah. And he would do that also for the Gentiles being grafted in, even you and me. That child Jesus would go to pay for the sins of all believers of all time and every people and every race and every socioeconomic status and every kind, shape, form that you ever want to think of. So I guess Pastor Emmerich was right. There were two things we needed to know about Epiphany. Jesus was God. He had to be in order to pay for the sins of all the world of all time. And he came for everyone, not just the Israelites. And thanks be to God for that, because we, brothers and sisters, are the Gentiles grafted in. For that reason, then, all glory, laud, and honor be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, today and for all time. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.